Exercise 1C, page 20.
One Saturday last winter, my best friends Amy, Maria, Greg, Andy and I decided to spend the weekend in my uncle's big old house in the country. It was stormy outside, so we decided to spend a cosy evening chatting together in the living room downstairs. Suddenly, there was a powerful gust of wind. The lights flickered and then went out altogether. "What was that?" I said. "Don't worry, John, it's just a power cut," Greg reassured me. We carried on laughing and telling scary stories in the dark. After a while, there was a bright flash of lightning that lit up the whole room. There was a loud gasp. "Andy is missing," Amy cried. We all looked at each other, confused and scared, because no one had seen Andy leave the room. We felt our way around the house, calling Andy, but there was no reply. We went back to the living room and tried to think of what to do next. Just then, there was a loud snore from the corner of the room. At that moment, the lights came back on. There was Andy, fast asleep on a big velvet sofa. Andy sat up sleepily, rubbing his eyes. "Oh good, the lights are back on," he said. I was sleepy and felt like a snooze. I didn't want anyone to trip over me, so I crawled over here. We were all very relieved. John, 13.